All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now is
yeah. merch alert.
So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite
is the hoodies.
They're so soft. Yep. We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Listen to, yes, just at home or in your car.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And we would love to see them. So, you know, just be... keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch. Merch alert!
Welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your one of your hosts, Jody Sweeten.
You can be the only host.
No, I don't want to know. Listening to me talk by myself is not nearly as fun.
All right.
And who are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm Celia Behar.
Hi, Celia.
Hi, Jody.
And we are joined by two fantastic guests today from another podcast that we love called Marriage and Martinis. And will you guys introduce yourselves?
Sure.
I love that Adam jumps in first.
I'm Adam.
Hi,
nice
Adam.
To meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm Danielle.
Adam and Danielle of Marriage and Martinis are here today. We are doing a joint podcast.
And a crossover
A crossover for them. So so you guys can listen to us on there too and really get sick of me and Celia's voice.
And if you don't follow Marriage and Martinis, by the way, you're missing out. You guys have some of the funniest Instagram stuff I've ever seen.
And just real quick, let's get into your parenting stats so that we try to have
and
our listeners
married.
Know. Yes.
our what? Our parenting stats?
Our parenting stats. Yeah. How many kids do you have? How old are they?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is just so foreign to me. Like, I'm not used to these.
It's
like
science-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Know. Three kids.
Okay.
Two dogs. That's as much as I know. Go ahead.
You don't know their names or their ages.
It doesn't
or anything
matter.
Like
at this point, they're old enough.
Right.
They're fine. We have a 14-year-old girl, an 11 and 7-year-old boys.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yes. So we're very busy. Our daughter actually just turned 14 yesterday.
Oh,
so,
okay. Oh.
And we're here.
Oh, wow.
You want to talk about good parenting?
Right. Yeah. Well,
you're going to have some airing of grievances there. I hope you're packing up some presents to take back.
Oh, she is milking it for all. It's
worth. I mean, I would too at 14. That's a fair thing. Your parents are in LA and you just turned 14 without them. Bring me all of the
stuff.
She doesn't
though.
Actually want to be with us.
I was going to say, like, she doesn't. Well, she's actually probably like, this works out great. I didn't have to be with them, and they're bringing me shit.
Right. Well, you know, most kids would say, yeah, bring me home stuff, you know, some presents. But no, our daughter says, come home and then take me to Disney.
Right.
That's what she wants to make up for the fact that we're not with her on her birthday.
Right.
Wow.
It's not happening.
At least she wants you to go with her to Disney. I feel like my kid would be like, just send me and a bunch of friends to Disney.
Right.
I don't want you there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I wouldn't want to be there anyway. How many kids do you have again?
I have two little girls, Zoe, who is 11, and Beatrix, who is turning 9.
I know, soon, too.
Yeah.
And I have Harper, who is almost 13, and Lulu, who just turned 8.
Yep.
It's still really weird, though. I don't know if she's ever going to
grow
out of that.
Lulu's really weird. Yes,
she really
Lulu's
is.
Weird. She is. Lulu's on another planet.
In a great way, but yeah, she's sort of from another planet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe she'll always be
if
like
If you
that.
Met her, you'd be like, yep, I get it.
Uh-huh.
She's, yeah.
That's awesome,
our
though.
Our two little ones are very, they're
they
special.
Do interpretive dances for us.
So many.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So many dances.
Oh, yeah. You can't talk, though. B's got very set rules about her performances.
Yeah, no, you can't talk. There's no, phones out. There's no, very strict audience participation rules.
Yeah, there are.
So,
all right.
So you guys have some Never Thought I'd Say This moments for us that we would love to hear because we're sick of our own Never Thought I'd Say This moments. So, So please feel free to share with us the never thought you'd say this moments of your parenting experiences.
Yes, please. I need to be like prepped for it so I can get it going.
Well, you have to know that I prep everything for him. So he's sitting here like, all right, what am I supposed to say?
Wait, this is no different than our podcast where I don't know what's going on.
Stop every 2 minutes and I'm like, all right, this is next.
That's shocking. So in a marriage, a wife is prepping all the things for the husband to do.
Right, I know,
or mom is doing more than the dad. No, I'm just, it's weird. I don't know.
Well, because all the back end stuff is being taken care of that she doesn't even realize or see. Would you like me to get further into it?
Right. No. I've been divorced 3 times. I've had that argument plenty. I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah.
Never ends well.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So my never thought I'd say this moment. I mean, I have a ton of them, but they always seem to be with our middle kid. He just always is the best, he gives the best material.
I was a middle kid. I could tell you why. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. So
I wasn't, but I played one on TV.
Oh, God. There it is.
Yes. I saw a meme the other day that supposedly it was middle child day, but nobody posted because everyone forgot.
So it's Marsha. Yeah.
My mom was the middle child.
Yeah. Oh, that's why Janice and I love each other so much.
Right. There we go.
See? All right. Anyway, go on.
So when my middle child, Ian, was 7, I guess, he had one of his best friends sleep over. And they're down the basement. And, they'll go down there. And, I mean, at a certain point, I'm going to bed.
Right. Yeah.
There's only so long you can check on them and make sure that everything's okay. At a certain point, I'm tired.
Yeah. Don't light anything on fire.
It's Lord of the Flies here. Right. Fend for yourself.
Yeah.
And so I go upstairs, go to bed. At 1:30 in the morning, I hear them, hysterically laughing. And I'm like, oh, my God, they have to go to bed.
Right.
So I go downstairs to see what they're laughing at. And I walk down the stairs and the movie Ted is on the TV and they're singing the Thunder song from Ted.
Now, for those of you that don't know, could you sing the Thunder song for us?
No, I actually don't remember the Thunder song.
Do you remember the Thunder song?
I think I've blocked it out because...
I mean, it's got a lot of...
I mean, it's the whole movie is...
Right, it's about the teddy bear that jokes
and
about
really smoke sexual weed the whole time.
Right. It's Seth...
Seth MacFarlane.
Yes, Seth MacFarlane, right.
It's all Family Guy jokes, made into a teddy bear.
And the Thunder song, if memory serves, was all about this sex.
Yes,
and
all about sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I haven't seen Ted, shockingly.
It's so funny.
Please watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
No, it's really funny. I don't know why I didn't watch it, because it's so... I love Family Guy, and I love that type of humor.
Should we take a break, go watch the movie, and come back?
Come back, yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to perform a quartet of the Thunder song.
Sure.
Your girls could do an interpretive dance to it.
I'm sure they would, and they've probably already watched the movie, and I didn't even know.
Lulu's got a really great way of demonstrating how penises look, so she could just put that right into the dance and jiggle and stuff.
So they were watching...
They were watching the
Thunder song. And
okay, so they're watching.
Wait, what did you do to that? Like, did you have to stop it?
So I come downstairs and I'm sort of oh my. The first thing that goes through your head is this: I have to make a phone call in the morning and tell the other. So thankfully, and they're hysterical. They think it's the best thing ever.
Right.
Thankfully, this is when this became a rule in my house. Thankfully, the mom of the other kid was one of my good friends.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So because to make that phone call to somebody who you don't know very well is sort of you don't want to, you're going to be judged and you're going to be they're going to be oh, you're a bad parent or whatever. And, So from that point on, I was sort of okay, from now on, thank goodness this was a mom that I knew. From now on, there won't be any sleepovers with any kids whose parents I don't know are as laid back as I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's sort of the gauge of, will I be able to call them and tell them that their kid watched Ted in the morning?
Right.
If the answer is yes, your kid can sleep over.
Right.
That's a good gauge.
That's a really good gauge. Yeah. I feel like that's pretty much that's for sure our friendship. I mean, my God, we couldn't be friends and our kids couldn't be friends if one of us was offended easily. But it is true. It's my friends are all if you come into this house, you know, it's just pretty much anything's fair game.
Yeah.
And it's,
Yeah.
But was the mom
okay?
I mean, yeah. So the mom was, thankfully, is one of my best friends, but I literally had to call her and I was So you know the movie Ted? You know, he might be talking about it later. He might be quoting it. Drawing some pictures about
right,
it.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Just be prepared. And she was sort of like, you know, we both talked to our kids and we're like, it's not an appropriate movie. You know, all the things you're supposed to do. Society tells you to do.
Right.
So, but then she was thankfully cool with it. But in that moment of like seeing them watching that, I was sort of like, thank God this is a parent who I, like, that's an uncomfortable, I hate the phone to begin with.
Right.
So then, yeah. That's an uncomfortable phone call to make.
Ugh.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, well, so were they, was your kid quoting Ted?
I mean, I think now he's seen it like 20 times.
Yeah. Well, that was a while ago. That was 5, 6 years ago. Yeah,
and we took him to the pre-screening of Ted 2.
He actually wrote, he was a writer on the movie.
Right.
Yeah, he was Ted for Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone in the neighborhood thought it was hilarious. It was fun. Yeah. That's so fun. I mean, it's so hard with movies like that too, because if they're funny to you, like I always want my kids to watch them.
Of course.
And then I'm like, oh, but I can't. But I did, I will say I did out, it's kind of a craptastic moment early, but I did let my kids watch Anchorman. Last summer, and then I took them.
Oh, the whale!
So
oh God,
funny.
The whale's vagina!
And then I took them to San Diego, and everywhere we went, it was like 3 months later. They walked around being like, "San Diego, it means a whale's vagina."
which is something to be so proud of when you hear.
It really. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've definitely walked in, and Zoe's like watching Family Again. I'm like, oh, this is well, whatever.
Because which episode is this? Engage, like when I was 3. My mom took me to see The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yes.
That was my first movie in the theater. Still like my favorite movie.
It's so bad. It's so amazing.
It's amazing. Dolly Parton.
I love Dolly Parton.
Burt Reynolds. It's
And I think her whole gauge was like, all right, there's no violence. Like nobody's getting hurt. It's all fun. Yeah. Like, okay, so she saw boobs. Big deal.
Big deal, right.
You know, like it's sort of at a certain point, it's like, I don't know. Why not?
Well, I mean, it's like I figure, you know what,
they're going to see it sometime.
Right. I mean, yeah. When B watches it and cracks up, though, that's when I'm like, ooh, yeah, no, we can't. That's not, no, we can't do that.
I'm still on my getting in shape.
I know. I am very proud of you.
Thank you. This has actually lasted. I don't even feel like I'm really getting in shape anymore as much as I think I've completely changed my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because it's just not about losing weight for me. I mean,
no.
I really didn't
have to.
Well,
and that's just not, that doesn't, we've found out that doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work and diets don't work. I just really want to, you know, feel better about myself. And
well, that's going to take a lot more work.
Well, a ton more work and a really good therapist. Do you know one? Because I don't. I've been so busy. And what I was doing before was when I was just busy, I either wasn't eating at all or I was just like snacking all day and there weren't really good things. And Noom has just completely held me accountable. And I really like using it. It's just one program. It has all of my health needs and all of my weight loss needs rolled into one. So, you know, there's no more hunting for training apps and workouts or Cali trackers and meal plans.
It's all right there.
Everything. And you have a goal specialist and a community of members that can keep you motivated and accountable. Like when I missed 2 days in a row the other day and my goal specialist actually texted me to find out if I was, I don't know, dead. I wasn't. I was just lazy. And then I caught up and it was great. So the thing that I like love the most about it, I know I've said this 1,000 times, is it's based in psychology. It teaches you why you do the things that you do, and then it arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones, which I think that I have done.
Well, it's eating healthy is just as much of a habit as eating shitty.
Exactly. Well, and no food is good or bad or off limits. So if I want to have a little treat, I can have one. I just have to know that that's what it is. It's a treat.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to eat a donut every day as much as I would really like to. And the other thing that I really like about it, and I've said this 1,000 times, but it's so awesome, is the food database. Anything I put in there, it will find it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of options.
Yeah, put in my Trader Joe's whatever I bought, and it tells me how many calories, and it tells me all the health information and all the nutrition, and I know if it's good for the kids as well.
Makes it super easy.
So easy. All it is 10 minutes a day. You can find 10 minutes a day to do something for yourself.
Totally.
And if you have not tried Noom, you should try Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/say this. You don't have anything to lose, okay? You really don't. Just visit Noom.com/say this to start your trial today. And again, that's Noom.com/say this. And it's the last weight loss program that you will ever need.
Yeah, start new habits.
It's good always ones. A good thing. Mm-hmm.
Adam, you had a never thought I'd in Target, right?
So should I stick to that story? Because I have so many good ones.
Oh, go.
I didn't pre-approve the other one.
I know. I'll stick to the Target one.
He's going rogue.
And of course, they all go back to Ian Armitage's childhood. They're all about him. But we know he can take it, so it's not that bad. Right, you know, like you got to know your kid's personality.
Oh, my kids know now. Like I've told them, I'm like, if you do dumb shit, it's going to be talked about. So,
well, how old was he? 3?
Yeah, he was 3.
We were in the picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the picture's out there.
Yeah, we'll post it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, walking through Target, just me, Danielle, and Ian, and he was just having a tantrum, 3-year-old tantrum, wants whatever toy, wants anything, and he just wouldn't shut up.
Right.
You know, instead of being, you know, I don't know, the good parent, getting him the thing to shut him up.
That's not a good thing either.
That's why I was just kind of questioning myself, saying, is that the good thing?
Rather than being like trying to calm him down.
I was just trying to calm him down other than getting him
Target,
that thing.
I guess that.
Right.
Well, in your own way.
Right.
Right.
So he ended up, I saw a clearance shelf at Target, you know, one of those end caps, and about 4 shelves high, it was completely empty. So I figured he needs a timeout. So I put him up on the shelf, laid him across the shelf. He's a good 5 feet up in the air.
Right.
I didn't walk away. I know that was part of like the fun of it story. I didn't walk away. I didn't go anywhere.
We posted that picture like a year ago and we had people, that's dangerous. Don't.
Like,
I was literally this close to meeting you.
Exactly. You know. You're like, I'm close enough to take the picture.
Falling on blankets. Like there were like blankets.
We're not judging you.
We just go with that.
There were blankets, Adam.
But I gotta say, honestly, it was brilliant. He shut up so fast.
Yeah.
There was no more crying.
Shock
there was no.
I am telling you,
he didn't know what happened to him. Like, right. I think he was probably, like you just said, in shock.
Right.
But he shut up.
Yeah.
I think everybody else was happy.
Someone wanted
rest
to buy
Target.
Him. Yeah. Clearance $9.99. Yes. I'll take it. You're like, no, I guarantee you, you'll return it.
Yes. Guarantee. No returns. Final sale.
No returns. Right. Final sale. Yeah.
So, brilliance, in my opinion. Just got to. I got to throw it.
Yeah. So never thought I'd say this. I put my kid on a Target shelf for a timeout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean that leads into a really great marriage and martinis. anytime I can throw in a Princess Bride.
I know they're always so good.
Anybody got a peanut? No. Okay, so
you feed my father.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say it leads into a really great discussion though about like discipline and consequences. Mm-hmm. And Celia was telling me now that apparently you're not supposed to say the word discipline, which just fuck right off with that.
Right.
Okay. Not you. Well, maybe you, but but really?
What do you mean like, you're not supposed to say?
You're not supposed to say discipline.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to say?
Consequences.
Oh, suck it.
Can we go back to the beginning? What are we talking about? What was the word again? The term?
Discipline.
Discipline.
You're not supposed to use the term discipline
oh, really?
Anymore.
Okay.
It's the dumbest thing.
It's so hard to keep up with what you cannot say anymore.
Yeah. It's a very Montessori thing. But here's the thing. In school, you used to be allowed to have corporal punishment.
I went to a school that had corporal punishment.
Same here.
Seriously?
It was a private school, though. It was a private school. Private
public,
school, you could do that.
Oh, my God. I thought that was like the 1904.
No. Private school, you could still do it. But I was in third grade.
You could do it up through the
90s. I was in third grade, and some little shitty boy like hit me in class. I sent him to the principal's office. He came back just bright red. He got spanked.
That we couldn't do in our school. But we could be stuck in like a dunce's corner.
Oh, no, you can't do that anymore. No, we had paddles.
You can't pee in a corner.
We had paddles.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Corporal punishment. Yep.
Really?
Holy cow.
That's crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I guess private school. If you're not under the Board of Ed, then you can.
But we also both went to private school, but there was none of that going on.
It was a different kind of private school.
It was a Princeton private school. I guess maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, we probably
could have used some more discipline.
That would
have been better.
There were a lot of kids in my school that needed a paddle.
Yeah.
This is an FYI. Yeah, you can't even put a kid in a corner in school now. That's called corporal punishment. You cannot do that. You can't. There used to be like, like, you know, you could put a name, like a thing on it, and like the timeout corner or whatever, you know, they'd have like a little sign they'd hang over their head.
Right.
You cannot do that
anymore. Like the dunce hat?
Yeah, yeah, you can't do any of that anymore. That is considered in a school now corporal punishment.
Right. Well, I mean, I get that because I think it's, you know, it isolates the kid and whatever and sets them up for like bullying and whatever. Like, I mean, I get it. But
right. So yeah. Discipline soon follows.
So the word is, well, it's like those parents that are like, we don't say no.
Yeah, we don't say no.
Right. How about another option? I'm like, that kid's going to have a rude fucking awakening when they get to real life and everyone's like, no. Yeah. They're like, what is this word?
Where's the other option?
What's my other choice?
What do you mean I'm fired?
There is no other choice. Yeah. No.
Right.
Fucking nope. No.
Bye-bye. Yeah. No, you're not supposed to. So discipline came after corporal punishment because they felt like schools and the BOE, everyone felt like it was like, oh, well, if you stay in a school that you discipline. And then parents picked it up and then Montessori ran with it. And I think Montessori has actually always been like that. They don't use the word discipline. They always use the word consequence. They're another one in Waldorf schools won't say the word no for the most part. They'll say, you know, that's not okay. That's what you're supposed to say. Now, a lot of that I start that way with my kids where I'm like, that's not okay. You can't do that. That's not okay. Oh my God, fucking no. Just stop it. Right, you know, I try. I start there.
I know. I don't. How many times can you say no before, like, until you lose your cool? I mean,
You start losing your cool.
I started in eight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I was like, when do you do that, Celia? I do.
I say it. I'm like, that's not okay. I'll say that. Even that term, I'll be mad when I say it.
Right.
But I'll flip to no real fucking fast.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the first time is to ask to get the shoes. Get the fucking shoes on right now from the closet. Yeah. That's where she starts. That's right, the level. Right. That's the...
Well, then they're...
Because I know it's going to get there. Why waste time?
Smart.
Right. I'm going to get to losing
I mean, come on.
I did that the other day. I was screaming like a psychopath at the kids. And I was like, why? Why do you make me do this? Yep. And then I sent Zoe a meme about no one listens to mom unless she's like screaming like a psychopath or whatever. Yeah. I texted it to her and she just sends me back laughing, crying emojis. She was like, oh, so true, mom. And I was like, but you know.
Like, why are you doing it?
But that's good. I like that. That's what I'm just going to say now. Like, look, we know we're getting here eventually. Yeah. I'm just starting here.
It's a mom hack. It's our new mom hack.
Since I scream all the time, my kids are so immune to it that like, you know, it's sort of like if you save your screams for the times that really matter. It doesn't work either.
No, I tried doing that too.
Emphasis.
No.
Yeah.
No. They don't care.
That doesn't matter.
So, but what are your, like, you know, so, I'm, yeah, fuck you, it, I'm what, saying it. What? Yeah, how do you discipline your kids?
No. I mean, yeah. I think that's a tough call for parents now too, because there's laws that didn't exist. I mean, when I was growing up, you know, my mom beat us if we did bad things. And she came up with like really bizarre crap, which I think actually she's not the only one that used to do this, but she had a very strict rule in our house that if you asked for something to eat and you didn't eat it, her rule was if you don't eat it, you'll wear it. And she meant it.
Wait, so what?
She dumped
like
food.
Like a Cheerio necklace? Or?
No.
It became craft time with your food.
More like performance art.
Very recently, my older sister and I were talking about it, and I said, oh, yeah, remember, Mom's, you know, you, if you don't eat it, you'll wear it. And she poured a milkshake over your head, and she goes, that wasn't me, that was you. And I was like, what? She goes, no, she poured eggs over my head. You got the milkshake. And I was like, oh, that's true. So I had asked for a milkshake. She made it for me. And it was actually like a malted, so a smoothie before I went to school. And she was like, I'll make it for you, but if you don't eat it, you'll wear it. And I drank half of it and was like, I'm all full. And she's like, I told you. And she put me in the bathtub and dumped it over my head before school. And then she's like, clean up, go to school. So I went to school with like chunks of like strawberry in my hair, which probably no one could tell because I had really big awful hair, but whatever. And she dumped eggs over my sister's head. Like, that's not stuff you could do now without CPS being involved. Right. And possibly maybe they should have been then. But, you know, now, like, consequences.
I mean, timeouts. We did the timeouts and all that stuff. And the biggest consequence now is like, do I get your iPad? Oh, guess what I get? I get your phone. Like, that's...
the biggest
thing. Although now we're back in school and there's no iPads, no electronics, you know, on school night. Yep. So I'm like, oh, there goes that ammunition.
Well, you've got Santa. We're as Jews, we don't even have that. You can start threatening Santa
anymore,
but you would still say Christmas.
Our
no one cares about
Hanukkah. Punished just for
right, yeah, right. Like, but I mean, I still like we've talked about before. Want to do the thing where you wrap an empty box and then you just throw it in the fire.
Throw it in the fire.
I don't even have a fireplace that works.
I'm gonna light it on fire with the menorah.
Yeah,
hold the menorah up to like a torch.
But yeah, I mean, what are your What have you found that work for consequences? Does nothing work for consequences?
Well, are we all know when we try
when we start when we start disciplining, we'll let you know exactly how it goes. Yeah.
Okay, cuz that's how I feel
really
sometimes.
Bad.
We are really bad.
That's how I feel sometimes and I'm not. Like I know I discipline
You're not.
The kids. I definitely discipline them. I take the stuff from them. They lose their electronics, they lose their play.
We're the opposite. We're like, "You're being a pain in the ass. Go on your iPad and leave me alone."
Well, but sometimes I do that where I go just, "You know what? This consequence sucks more for me than it does for them."
Right.
Because you got to be careful about that. How many times happened at sushi the other night where I turned to Harper, four different times? And I was like, dude, if you don't knock that shit off, we're going to leave. And then finally, I was like, oh, shit, now we got to leave.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I was like, up, out, get out. We left dinner.
But it is, I mean, it's hard because I think, you know, as parents, like sometimes, and I know for like my biggest thing is it always comes when it's like, let's do something really nice.
Yes.
And let's like have a great time and like the Disneyland you were talking about this the other day about
Disneyland where dreams come to die.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, we had this great time. Right. We had a guide. It was all this stuff. And my older daughter refused to, out of nowhere, all of a sudden was like, I can't do it. Like the kiddie rides, the fucking caterpillar in Bugs Life Land. My older daughter was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I was like, what is wrong with you? And like at first I tried to be really understanding. I tried to be like, okay, you're just having a moment. Like, I don't, you know, it was like, maybe it was the swing thing, whatever. I forget what it was. We wanted to go on first. Fine. We don't have to do that. But then it was like, then it turned into literally the entire weekend. I had, you know, like I said, private guides. I went all out. This was our late summer vacation, 4 days at the Grand California. It was a great thing.
You're crazy for that.
I wanted to pick her up and throw her, and I lost it at her in the middle of Disneyland because she refused to go on anything. Uh-huh. So I was like, basically, I've brought you along,
right?
And you've now, you're not even having fun. You don't want to do anything. Now you've got to stand here. And I've got to watch
like
this.
Like that scene in Vacation.
Yes!
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
You're going to have fun. That's what I said. We're going to have so much goddamn fun here at Disneyland. Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm so pissed. And I'm like, now I got to look at your face every time I'm going on a ride and it's standing there. And I'm like, you know, and I'm so pissed. And I was like, and then she starts crying. And then I'm like, oh, and then I feel like a terrible parent because I'm like, I'm like, now I'm like, no, you're not allowed to go. Even if you wanted to go on a ride, you're not allowed to go on any ride. But she didn't want to go on anything. And I was like, it was a lot.
You know what's the worst is when you do threaten them with things like that and then you realize you can't, there's no way you can carry through with the threat.
Right.
And they're like, fine, I'll take that challenge. You know, like, so when we were in New York.
Right, they call your bluff.
They
and
do.
You're like, oh yeah, well, you can't do that. They're like,
oh,
well, I'm not
even
going to do that. And then you're like, oh.
Well, I think Danielle and I, the way we would handle something like that, if we were in an amusement park and if the kid wouldn't go on the ride or whatever, we'd look at it like, well, thank fucking God, we don't have to wait on the line now. Like, so we'd look at, we'd turn around.
The thing is, I still have the little one.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys so can, I've got you the guys little one that wants to
go on everything. And it was, I mean, it was fine. Like I said, we weren't, you know, thank God we didn't have to wait in like 3 hour long lines or something like that. I was really, really grateful for that. But that was not cheap. That option of being able to go to Disneyland and, you know,
and
it was
there.
And right. I was like, when do you get to come to Disneyland and you don't, you know, you get treated pretty extra special? Like, we're not going to talk about how much money mom spent on this,
right?
But it was a lot. And now you're ruining it, like, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But I
don't know what the right answer is. I mean, do you guys give timeouts? Like, what do you do anything like that?
Our kids are a little old for that now.
Yeah, but even when they were younger.
Yeah, too. Yeah, timeouts.
No, we definitely gave timeouts when we were young. When they were
younger. I think we're more to the extreme or nothing.
Yes.
So it's we don't
throw out the whole Christmas tree or not.
Yeah, well, like, again, with,
they don't have
again,
or
with,
or just
know,
never
that.
Get one, which
well,
is what we
again
do.
With Ian. Like, I was never good about timeouts because then you have to make them sit there and then you have to like be on top of it. And then,
right.
So again, with Ian, when he was probably 5 years
oh,
old,
boy. Oh, poor boy. Ian, I know where he's going with this.
Uh huh.
You could edit it out later.
It won't get edited.
No,
out.
Emily's like, no.
We had a bunch of people over at the house, and he was throwing shit down and
really?
We would not
to people
stop.
People who we did not know very well.
Oh, right.
Like,
right.
People that you're like, oh my God. Cousins. We did not know them very well.
I was trying to impress. So.
Understandable, right?
These new people that we know very well.
I can't scream at them right now like I right. normally would, and they are just.
So I knew he was not going to stay on the stairs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
So I sat him on the stairs and I handcuffed him to the banister, and then he couldn't go anywhere.
And like our company's like walking back and forth. Like, are those handcuffs?
Did you blame one of the other kids? Because I would have.
No,
I
mean,
like,
listen.
Oh, his brother did that to him. Just leave him.
I know he's not going to stay there in timeout, so there's got to be a way to make him stay without, you know, causing too much long-term, you know.
Do you think that counts as corporal?
Probably, but it's amazing.
I mean, and
what's
he
the
was
statute
like,
of limitations on that?
That's
he
hilarious.
Was in shock, and I mean,
shock
and I
all.
Think he was there. He wasn't there for that long.
Of course not. It was 2 minutes, but right, it was right, like right. you know. But I knew he could handle it. I knew he's got the personality
he's bring
that would find
the
humor
rest
in it.
Of your life, by the way,
and that was something where like I was sort of like I was like I should take a picture because this is really funny, but I probably shouldn't have any evidence.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It is. It's very stuff like that is very much though dependent, sort of on the temperament and humor of your child.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like. There's some kids that would, that's it. They're scarred for life. Like,
oh yeah.
There's some kids like my kids that would probably be like, haha, remember that time?
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. My kids would just tell teachers or something. And then
right.
Get
yeah.
The
right. Then there's, right. That's why you have to do it when they're young enough so they don't remember.
Yeah, they don't remember.
He'll laugh about it one day after,
right.
after years of therapy.
After crying about it desperately yeah. in therapy.
I mean, but, they're all going to therapy anyway.
Right. Exactly. And I think for me, my parents was guilt. That was the discipline.
Yes, sure.
That was
it's still
it
the discipline
was,
for me. My
yeah,
mom can
I mean,
still
it was
get me
like, you know, you never want to like it was that I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Oh,
yeah,
but you know? You know what though? I have said
I say that to,
I
her,
say
yeah.
that to my kids and I will say if I look at that particularly like the older one, I just look at her and I'm like and I just shake my head at her. I don't even have to yell. And she's like, I remember doing this once to her. She was sitting there. I was sitting in the chair, like in the living room, and she had just acted so shitty to her sister. And she came in and I wanted to yell, like, what is wrong with you? Why are you such a mean person? But instead I was like, no, you know what? She just came in and I just looked at her. I just shook my head.
Right.
I was like, ew. Ew. And she was like, what? I said, you know, just ew. I'm just not even mad at you right now. I'm
right.
just disgusted and disappointed with you.
Yeah, that's the word.
Damn,
and
that's
she,
like cringe. Like, yeah.
And it was,
right there.
I said it like that quiet, and she just was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, you should be.
You should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And it was the look of like, ugh. And I just said, I didn't raise someone like that. I don't know who you are, but that's not a person that I would raise. So
right.
you need to think about this. And that was the most, it was like soul crushing to her.
Yeah.
And, but you can't pull that card too often because then you're like,
I know, they're like, yeah, you're disappointed
becomes,
again.
Yeah.
Great mom,
oh, great.
I can never please
but no,
you.
No, but I mean, and even to this day, my mom can look at me and be like, I'm just disappointed. And you're like, because anger's a much easier thing to deal with, I think, from your parents because you're just so used to your parents being angry at you.
Yeah.
But disappointment, it just feels like such an indictment of who you are.
Well, and if it's
like,
if it's
I am
the,
disappointed.
Yeah, and if it's the person that's supposed to love you unconditionally,
right.
you disappoint
oh, and I
them.
But yeah. And I tell them, I go, I love you, but I am just
yeah.
really just disgusted.
Oh, I've said,
right
I love
yeah.
you, but I don't like you right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. And I learned that from my mom.
Oh, my too.
My mom used to say that, like, I love you, but I don't like you.
Yeah,
I and I was, like you. Right and I, at the time, I was like, oh, she's, you know, hurt. But now I'm like, no, I get it. Like, I love you and I would jump in front of a bus for you, but God damn it, I don't want to talk to you right now.
Yep.
I just, yeah. But, you know, that being said, my kids have learned now and I'm so proud of them for this. And I'll just say this, as much as we talk about our kids and how much they drive us nuts, like, my kids are really awesome and yep. I'm seeing that as they get older that some of the effects of the consequences and things like that and looking at them and being like, I'm disappointed. My older one now really quickly, Zoe, will come out and be like,
say,
you
I'm
know
sorry,
what?
Yeah.
That behavior was not, like, that's just not who I like to be. And
Zoe
really
takes
sorry.
Responsibility
she takes
all
responsibility,
the time.
Right,
I love that about her.
Because
she
I've
does.
Really, like, drilled it. And even B, like, after she has her meltdowns, I have tried to drill into their head, like, and, you know, my rule is always, and I've said it on here, like, you can be mad and you can be upset, but you don't get to be mean.
Yeah.
That doesn't, you don't get
don't
to
be
take,
a dick.
You, well, you don't get to take your feelings out on someone else. And I, you know, if I do it, I apologize. And they've gotten much better about it. But it's really, I think what I found for me is the best sort of discipline and consequences is like, go, you, like, I'm going to isolate you from the rest of everyone for a little while. And you have to go think about
That's how, like, our daughter's dream, though. She's such an introvert. Right. She stays in her room all the time. We're like, you're going to have to come out and socialize.
Right. Yeah. We're going to make you be friends.
My little one is that way. And if I say, you know, like, oh, you know, you're going to, sometimes she'll give herself a timeout when I'm mad at her. Like, she'll be like, I'll just go put myself in timeout. Like, you just took away the only joy I had today. Right. Like, thanks a lot. And we went to the city, and she, for when we were walking around the city, when we first got there, me and the older one were so excited to be there. And right away, she was like, kind of freaked out. And she was, I did the Disney thing where I was like, oh my God, you're ruining this for everyone. And I've spent all this money and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, do you need to just go back and walk back up to the hotel 30 blocks by yourself? Because you can go do that in New York. And she just looked at me and she was like, okay. And it was like, oh shit. Well, you can't.
Well, you can't. As much as you want to, you can't do that.
I was like, well, because you want to, you cannot do that because you told me that you wanted to. And now I won't. Let you, there's your consequence. Stay with us.
But
you know, like,
I was like, fuck, I'm you know, another thing that I've heard a lot recently from friends of mine who are teachers, though, is that when there are consequences now in classrooms, that parents intervene and take that away from teachers. And I think,
yeah, they complain.
Yeah. And I think we're,
I know,
there, you know, and I try to walk this fine line too of being aware and considerate of children's, you know, emotional health and their individuality and, you know, all of this stuff that I want them to have. And at the same time being like, I never pulled this shit with my parents when I was like, I mean, my mom is listening to this right now and shaking her head and going, that's not true. That's not true. That's, you pulled a lot of shit. I know, mom. I know I did, but it was in high school. And it was later. Anyway.
Not at this age.
Not at this age. But like, I, you know, and I think I'm actually proud of them in some regards because they will stand out to me and they will be like, I'm not okay with that. And I'm like, that's going to be so great for you later in life. But have I encouraged you to have just a little too much of a voice here at home that you need to have that level of respect? But then again, I don't want my kids to just blindly follow anyone except when I'm telling them to brush their teeth.
Except for us.
I don't want you to be blind followers except for me, in which case you will do what I say when I say it and shut up and stop asking me questions.
Harper told me to calm down right before I came here. You can imagine how well that went over.
Always.
I like literally looked at her and said, what the fuck did you just say to me? Did you just tell me to calm down?
Also though, Harper telling you to calm down is fantastic.
Oh yeah, because she's like the height of drama all the time. And she's like, mom, you need to calm down. And I literally whipped around and looked at her and said, what the fuck did you just say to me? And just as an FYI, whenever you tell any woman in the world to calm down, they will not ever fucking calm down.
Right now.
So I was like, you don't talk to me like that.
That's true.
Spoken from the one man in the room. He's like,
Wait, so I'm going to just say, because you did it now, that my kids also, I love them too, and they can be really great also, and they're great on our trip. And if they hear this, they're going to be like, Jody gave B and Zoe and said they were great, and you didn't say anything about
it. Now we have to compliment our children equally.
Ugh. Well, your mom told us we had to, so we both said we were.
See, mom?
Janice, we heard you. Just saying.
No, I am really proud of my kids in a lot of ways and how they handle certain things. But it does become harder because I think this generation of kids is already like sort of more independent, more like free thinkers. A lot of the kids that I'm around and exposed to.
Well, they have access to information that we didn't have.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and so they question stuff more and which is amazing. And I hope that they continue that, but it is hard disciplining kids like that because I don't want to break that out of them. I want them to question things and I want them to disagree. Or if someone says like, this is the way something's done, to be like, I don't know, maybe I can do it differently. Maybe, you know, but God damn it. Sometimes like just unload the dishwasher, like just unload it. Yeah. Just put the dishes away and unload the fucking dishwasher. You know what I mean? Like there's no other way. This is not up for debate. This is not, can I do it after such and such? No. Just do it now because I said so, you know?
Yeah.
And how, I don't know. I guess I guess there is no easy answer.
No. Wait, but really do you feel like, because obviously we're single moms, so I don't always, I mean, I know.
That's true too.
Like, is there a difference? I mean, I know there is because I was married for 14 years, but like, you know, and I always found that like, I think we talked about this before we were, you know, really rolling, but like, I always found that I could be with the kids all day and have lost my shit like 500 times and text my, you know, ex-husband and he'd be like, you know, I'm sure you've got this and blah, 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 and it can't be that bad or whatever. And then he'd come home and within 5 seconds, he's like, like, and yelling at them. And I'm like, see, well, you know, does that happen here?
He says that I scream and I get I'm the opposite with him because he's so fucking calm with them. I'm like, oh my God, will you lose your shit already? Like, will you please just
handcuffed one.
Yeah. And then he walked away and he didn't say anything. but you know, I think that for us, like, same kind of thing. I'm with them all the time or whatever. And then he comes home and he does get annoyed with them and he'll look at me and he'll be like, ugh. But instead of, like, you know, punishing them or whatever, he'll just get annoyed with them. And I'm sort of like, that's not helpful, you know, like, right, to just get annoyed with them. But he never loses his shit. He never, like, screams.
I don't.
What's the secret, Zen Master?
Well, be gone 23 hours of the day.
I'm gone and work a lot and I still come home and I'm like, ah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, wow. I don't get to see them quite as often. Yeah. So, you know, like, during the week, it's mornings that's and nights, true, and that's it. Yeah. So it's the weekends. And to be honest, like, I like being the fun dad. I like to play.
I love that you said that.
Right.
Thank you for owning it.
No, it's true. I like to play with them. I like to, you know, yeah, I like to interact with them.
You guys don't want
to. But he's not much help as far as like punish. You know, you always hear about, right, like, yeah, I'm going to tell daddy when my kids would laugh at me.
Well, see, my mom used to say that, but my dad never did. My mom was the one that I was really, truly,
I was scared,
like,
of my
scared,
mom.
Not scared of it, but like, mom was the one that was going to, like, you know, be the disciplinarian, right, but still there was something that, like, I'm gonna tell dad, because it was, because I think he wasn't the disciplinarian, there was like this, I thought that he had some, you know, idea of me that was perfect, and so, right, I didn't want my him mom to ruin know. That.
Wait, I have to go back to what you just said, because so I have this mom group that, you know, Jody's in, and I'm not kidding, there are full-on threads where we as moms, you know, and when I was a wife as well, but regardless, like, we'll be like, do they try to do this? Or are they just, like, actively in their heads, like, yeah, I'm not going to discipline, I just want to be the fun dad.
I found that I was lesser disciplinarian with my girls' dads at times, I think.
I've never been.
Like, I was always the, like, no, it's fine. It's, like, not, you know.
But you're actually owning that you've made the conscious choice and being like, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Well, it's not that I don't do it. Trust me. I do lose my shit once in a while. I do.
Yeah, but with me.
I tell her to calm down when she's yelling at the kids.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, that goes over well.
Yeah, right. That always works every time. Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
She always calms me right down.
I would love to, like, look over at him one time and, like, him be like, God damn it, listen to your mother, blah, blah, blah. Like, but he would be like, guys.
So you do. You're just owning it. You're like, screw it, I'm going to be a fun dad. Fuck that. I don't care.
Yeah, yes, to a point. Now, there are some times that I do yell, but it's not often. Right. So, yeah, when if it's like during the weekend when I'm with them all day or something like that, right, I could lose my shit. But, you know, it's... Yeah, I try to be the calm, like, fun. Like,
well, I just love, I mean,
let them,
do you think,
see, let them ladies, hate her, though, let them
listen,
love me.
He knows it.
But do you think that that's actually, yeah, that's actually, like, kind of a good technique, is that you have one that's a little more strict and whatever, and you know, and then you have the one that, yeah, that kind of balances
cop,
that out.
Well, we recently had,
because I feel like two of one or the other doesn't work.
No, it's good cop, bad cop. But,
right.
Wow, what
well, but sometimes it can get a little carried away.
It's resentful cop, is what it is. It's resentful cop. Get, and, yeah.
Yes.
Like, we recently, my son wanted a new phone. He was like dying for a new phone. Ian, okay, middle son.
Obviously.
Poor Ian. So he was dying. No, poor Ian. He is dying for a new phone. And so Adam, like, looks on the, you know, like, begging us. And I'm like, no, I'm like, you have to earn it. I'm like, you have to save up and earn it. You know, you don't need a new, you have a perfectly good phone. You're fine. Like, it's all good. And so we're sitting there and I'm telling him he has to earn it. And then Adam looks and he's like, oh, we're due for a free upgrade. I'll take you tomorrow. And I'm like,
and then you punched him in the balls.
Are you freaking kidding
we
me?
We saved money by getting the new phone. Right, it's a cheaper, like, phone, so it's a less of a monthly cost to own the phone.
And
you know
he
what I mean?
Wanted to be, you know, he,
right,
step he in wanted and to
save it. Right.
And I was like fuming. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, here I am. I mean, it's fine. So buy the phone and put it in the closet for a month until he earns it, or 2 months or whatever.
Right.
Like,
why?
Because he wants to be fun dad.
Yeah. That's not fair.
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that happens.
Yeah, but you
a
get
lot.
To be fun mom every day. You drive them to places. They love you for that. Like, nah. You're running around back and forth.
So you get to be fun mom. You've now sat
with us for 30 minutes. Yeah. Does this seem fun to you?
Right. At all? Totally kidding.
So basically, I think what the conclusion is really discipline consequences. And yes, we say discipline.
Yeah.
It's just kind
just
of
don't raise an asshole.
Just don't like teach them to go be good humans.
Yeah.
And you know what? Chances are at home, they're not going to be the best humans because that's where everyone just sort of lets it all hang out.
Yeah.
Try not to be.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
That's what I say to my kids
before they go to school. I told them my job is to just make sure that I don't raise an asshole.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. If you can go out in the world and be a good human, then we're doing something.
Yeah, we say that all the time.
I think also that with our kids, like a lot of what they do is annoying as anything.
But it's
they're not being like, they're not like...
They're not dicks.
You know what it is? Is that if they were out like in the world screaming and playing, it's fine. It's when they're in my living room and it's 9:30 at night and I'm exhausted. That's what it is. It's the annoyance level.
Of course.
Which I think is, and it's funny because, you know, sometimes when my boyfriend will be here, he lives in New York, so he'll come stay and he'll be here and I'm like, oh my God, they're being so, he's like, they're being kids. It's fine. Like they're not. And I'm like, ah, he's like, it's okay. They're loud. Like, kids are loud. Me and my brother were crazy. So, I have to remember that, like, I think some of the time it's really just my annoyance level at it is the bickering and the whatever. Like, they're not.
But you know when you see dicky kids. I will say this. This will be my airing of grievances from myself. And although
That's coming up next.
Here's mine. When I came back, and it was one of those moments that I did have with my kids where I was like, oh, you guys are okay. I won't kill you.
Right.
The kids in front of us on the airplane maybe was going to kill them. So this was my airing of grievances. And for parents in general, like, please, for the love of fucking God, when you're on a fucking airplane, sit your fucking kids down. They were in front of us. It was like five kids. And then there was a different family that was connected to the family that was, you know, in front of us. And they had five kids. Won't say what religion they were, but possibly they were mine and very religious in that. And so they had a lot of kids there, which is fine. My sister has 10. I get it. These kids were running up and down the aisles the entire flight. And so every time they'd come by, like, my rail, there were pushing themselves up, like, you know, like hitting my armrest.
You know, you can raise the armrest. Just do it real quick as they go by.
The aisle one doesn't raise. Don't think I didn't think of that.
Oh, damn it.
That's why you travel with 10 pairs of handcuffs. Always.
And you never get stopped at TSA because of that.
No, it's fine. They were complete dicks. And the parents were not doing a thing. And they were like looking, they were above and looking over at my kids and smacking the TV in front of like my kids' TVs. And my kids, to their credit, were just staring at the TVs, trying to ignore them and like never got up, never turned to me, never told them to go fuck themselves, which I was positive was going to happen. And somehow like managed. I mean, I actually got up and I never like to turn parents in. I get it. Like if you got a lot of kids, I had to go back to the flight attendants.
But
at least look. That's the thing.
Sometimes in public, like
you care.
I know my kids are not listening. I know that, but I have to at least attempt to look like I'm trying to rein it in.
Right.
If purely for the show of it, for other parents around me, I swear to God, I do that. Where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna yell at my kids. I know that this isn't gonna stop, and I know it's just we're off the rails right now. But I have to at least pretend for the other people around that I look like I'm parenting.
Right. I mean, just make an effort.
I'm very conscious about in social situations disciplining my kids and making sure that they're not assholes to other people.
Right.
That's when I get hardcore discipline because
don't kick the seat in front of you.
Absolutely. Right. Because I know it happens to me.
Yes.
I'm fucking pissed off and like I want it to stop. So I don't want my kids doing that to somebody.
Right. I want the other parent to look at me and be like, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, instead of like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my airing of grievance. Although I also will say that I realized there was a girl that was not in their family in the fucking window seat.
Oh,
and at some point,
poor lady.
She like got up and had to move and she had her hair was like askew and she had shit all in her hair. And one of the kids had been crying because finally the mom had told her to stop fucking with the stranger's hair that was next to her. God. And I was like, I have to do something. And I went and bought the girl a fucking drink on the
there
plane.
You go.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I would have gotten that for you hours ago. And I know you
That's how you do it. All right. Well, coming up next is our airing of grievances. So I have a good one this week.
I heard.
Which, I think it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Guess what I did this morning?
What did you do?
I took a creative writing class.
Really?
Uh-huh. On Skillshare.
When did you have... Oh, on Skillshare. So
it was online.
Oh.
Yeah. It was creative writing for essays.
Fantastic. Yeah,
personal essays specifically was what they were concentrating on. And it was so awesome. I loved it.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And like able to do it at home.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Able to do it at home. I had it on, you know, the teacher is just right there on your computer.
Uh-huh.
And it was so easy. It was an hour and 10 minutes just about. And it broke down into different sections.
Right.
And taught to you about all the different things that you can do to create an essay, you know, with between the body and using your personal experience and what you should use in a personal experience.
Uh-huh.
She got really in depth actually about like not disclosing too much and, you know, how exactly you can protect yourself and other people.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, and how to pitch it and where to pitch it, like when you want to pitch it to different magazines that you like. So, you know, I love writing, as you know, and
you're a great writer.
Write a blog. Thanks. I'm not always that good, I think, and I have struggled with it in the past of how to make something really work, and this was sort of the perfect kick in the butt of, you know, different things that I'd never really thought about, plus book recommendations, one of which I'm going to get, which I was so excited to hear about. And also just a way to give me some confidence back. There was a lot of stuff in the class that I was like, oh, I do that. And then some things that I was like, oh, I never do that. And I hadn't even thought about that. That's what something you should do when
that's
you're
fantastic.
Writing. It was really, really great. And I'm so excited to go back and take more classes at Skillshare because they offer tons of classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it just feels really personal. And I feel like forever I'm going to be a student. I'm a lifelong learner and, you know, it's just, it's so good. You can take classes in photography, creative writing, like I just said, design, productivity. There's one in social media, by the way, that I'm pretty sure I should take just so maybe one of us knows what we're doing on social media.
You mean finding the end button to a live video?
I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe that's important and one of us should figure it out someday. I'm just saying. Anyway, if anyone out there wants to try and learn more and they want to be a lifelong learner, like I've decided that I am definitely going to be, you can join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. You can get 2 months of Skillshare for free. I can't even imagine how many classes you could take in 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, that's right. Skillshare is offering, never thought I'd say this, listeners, 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, you go to Skillshare.com/say this. So again, you go to Skillshare, that's SKILLSHARE.com/say this.
Very proud of you for that.
Thank you. My spelling. That's one class I should take. You can start your 2 months now. And again, that's Skillshare.com/say this.
Learning is fun.
And we're back with our awesome special guests from Marriage and Martinis. And
I like that we both sang it.
Yeah.
Can we have that clip?
Yes. Yes.
Marriage and Martinis.
We should have harmonized.
Yeah. It's what we do. So the airing of grievances is sort of where we have our little segment where one of our kids comes and we call it complaining to management. Where we're management and they bring their complaints to us. Usually nothing ever happens, but it usually is a really fun story.
Or
about
they tell
them.
Strangers about us, which
right? Or they or they complain to strangers about management.
Right.
So it's basically just our kids complaining, but we've called it the airing of grievances, which your friend named.
My friend Amy Brown named.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So my airing of grievance. Did I tell you? Have I mentioned Zoe and the trampoline?
You mentioned something about trampoline, and I think I said, "Don't tell me now.
Okay.
Tell me on the show."
So. Emily, have I told the story about Zoe? Okay, good. I had to check with Emily because sometimes
Emily.
I forget what I've talked about, but
Emily's
Emily
young,
says no.
Doesn't have kids, still has a memory.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Right. Writes things down.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this was, I don't know. It's about a month ago now.
Okay.
And I came home and Zoe's like, "Mom, I need to ask you something." I was like, "Oh, okay. What? Can we get a trampoline?"
Oh, God, no.
Now, if you've seen my backyard, there's a small pool in the backyard, but there's no grass. It's all concrete.
Yeah,
like
a driveway.
There's like it's a driveway that goes back and like a little, you know, back brick patio thing. There is no room for a trampoline. And no. So yeah. Anyway, so she says, can I get a trampoline? I said, no. No, you can't get a trampoline. Where are we going to put a trampoline? She goes, I don't know. We can put it in the corner. We'll figure it out. Then B jumps on board. Yeah. We can figure it out. I was like, you need to go away because you are not involved
she's
in this.
She's like the little cartoon character.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, go away. So Zoe's harping on about the trampoline. Why we should get it. Why it'll be safe. We can get the one with the zip up sides. Because I was like, no. Grammy hurt her neck when she was a kid on a trampoline. Like, I have nearly busted my ass on trampolines. Like, trampolines are nothing but trouble, particularly when they're on concrete.
Yeah.
No. No, we'll get the one that zips up. It's going to be great. I was like, no, we're not getting it. She said, well, you're not going to buy it for us? I said, no. She goes, cool. I'm going to save up money and buy one for myself. It's $119. I found it on Walmart. I'm going to get it. I was like, wait, what? I was like, you can't do that. She was like, well, you just said you wouldn't buy it, so I can buy it for myself. I was like, no, just because I'm not going to get it doesn't mean you can go buy it for yourself.
Yeah.
So then she starts in.
Uh-oh.
This child sent me 47 pictures. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. I counted 47 pictures of the ad for the trampoline on Walmart to my phone.
Oh.
Texted over. I kept getting alerts that there was a picture, and it was the same fucking trampoline for 47 text messages. Then
you could block her, you know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know, and I thought about it, but there was part of me that I was like, I just want to see where this goes.
Yeah. How far did she take it?
It was actually really funny. So she starts in with the trampoline and I'm like, stop with the trampoline. She's like, mom, individual text, M-O-M, mom. Like,
oh my God.
My child has taken annoying and petty on a cell phone to a whole new level. And part of me is annoyed, but part of me is like, this is impressive. So she starts in and then we get to the point and I said, Zoe, okay, enough. It's ha ha ha, very funny. Right. I cannot literally do anything on my phone right now because and it's just buzzing constantly. Please stop. So she texts me back and she says, Mom, you are not a child of God. Jesus is very disappointed that you will not buy us a trampoline and now he has disowned you.
And Jesus like, does like a good trampoline.
Right? I was like, wait. I was like, what?
Emily just wrote down what I said as the title Jesus of this episode. I know it. I saw her out of the corner of my eye.
Jesus likes anyway, a good trampoline.
Jesus likes a good trampoline.
So yeah, I was like, wait, what? She was like, yeah, no, God, Jesus is disappointed. Crying emojis, like the whole thing. I could not stop laughing at her level of sarcasm and like, it was brilliant. Yeah. It was, have your child text you. Well, you're not a child of God. Jesus is disappointed that you won't buy the
like,
trampoline.
Like, when have you ever spoken about Jesus to
never,
them ever?
Never. We're not religious at all. Like, not at all. But that was the thing is, it was the ultimate, like, kind of fuck you was like, fine.
She played Jesus. The Jesus card.
Yeah, she played the
Jesus
card.
Card.
Yeah. It was, I've told this story because I was
I have so many offensive jokes that I'm stopping myself from saying right now. Well, I just want you to know
but
that.
I was so proud of her her
manipulation
yeah. Her incessant asking and the fact that it was topped off by a good layer of sarcasm.
Yeah. No, that's yeah. That is impressive.
And I texted back. I was like, and I think I said something about like, I'm pretty sure that God doesn't care what kind of fucking trampoline we have. and yeah, it turned into a really hilarious conversation. And I think she's going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah, I think so
yeah.
too.
Because I was like, okay, if you can joke like that with me about the thing that
you've
you're
done
not
an
getting.
Excellent job.
Yes.
I was like, you're set, dude. You're set.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah, you guys, but that was but she was actually, but they still do
bring
ask,
up the
like,
trampoline.
So we get in the trampoline.
Ask
I'm like,
them
no,
they're gonna pay the
no,
insurance
ask Jesus.
On the trampoline.
Why don't you pray for
there
it?
There you go. Ask Jesus.
Pray for it and see how it goes.
WWJD.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
He would buy a trampoline.
He would buy a trampoline. Do you guys have any airing of grievances from your kids that you can think of? We know that your 14-year-old, you know, you're not there. So
we're missing my daughter's birthday, 14th right. birthday. So yeah, I guess that could be an air of grievance.
Yeah, it's good. She's going to play this one out for quite some time, I think.
Yeah, what did she say? You had mentioned her before we were recording, I think.
I think
what
so.
Did she?
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think most kids would be like, okay, bring me home a present or something like that.
Right.
No, not our daughter. When you come home, because you missed my birthday, you will take me to Disney World. Yeah.
We live in New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. It's not like it's here where it's like we can drive down an hour to Disney.
No, we don't fly to.
Not even Disneyland, yeah. Disney World.
Right.
She's raising it up enough.
The worst part of it is before we came here, we were in Orlando without our children.
Yes.
We were literally
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Right.
Yeah. Being in Orlando without your kids.
We wanted to go.
Yeah, particularly given my last round of Disneyland.
We wanted to go to Magic Kingdom, go on every ride and just text them pictures of us on every.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, thumbs up.
Right. Yeah, with the Mickey hat on, of course. Yeah.
Right, eating a Mickey shaped pretzel. Yeah. Right.
With the characters, like your arms around them. Yeah, exactly. Goofy.
Mickey says hi.
Oh my God.
Told you we should have done that.
I know. We really wanted to.
Oh, well, I will say, at that trip at Disneyland,
that's
not
a joke.
Not at all.
We were seriously considering doing that.
I'm honestly a little disappointed that you didn't.
My horrific trip to Disneyland, by the end, I'd be like, oh, no. She was like, well, I don't want to go on that. I was like, oh, no, you're not going. I'm not inviting you to go on this ride. Oh, no. I don't want you on here. No, you're going to stand over there. Like, I'm going to go on this ride. Right. Bea and I are going to go on this ride. And have a really fun
take
time.
All her friends next time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, now she's over it. Now she's, finally broken through the ice. I think
Harper,
her daughter did it when we went to Knott's Berry Farm.
Yep.
So thank you, Harper, because now I can maybe attempt.
You got two shouts out, Harper. Yeah. Jeez, don't tell me to calm down again.
We got nothing with Jonah, right? He's just simple.
The kid, he's, when the good thing about the iPad is that when they're on it 99% of the day, they don't do anything bad.
Mine do.
They don't have
time. I wish
time
that was true. Mine just sit and argue because they're killing each other playing Roblox, and the older one is beating the shit out of the little one's character, even in the game.
Right.
And the little one's like, please stop killing me!
Oh my God. Do I have time for one airing of grievance?
Okay. Yeah.
I've got an airing grievance when I'm in the city, which I didn't tell you. And I wasn't sure I was going to tell this episode. And I feel kind of bad because I'm going to out Lulu for it, but I don't think she'll care. So when I took the kids to the city and I was on the East Coast for a while, I don't know what I was thinking. I took them across country by myself and then went from New York to Connecticut to Ithaca and then back to New York. But the first night we were in New York, I took them out to dinner with my girlfriend Caroline in Little Italy, and Lulu was just being off. Like I think she had her first panic attack. I told you that yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I gave her some CBD, which helped. But she started coming out of the panic attack. And at one point she goes to the bathroom because she kept getting up and going to the bathroom because she was positive that she was going to, throw up or do something. And then she comes back and she's half smirking, but half annoyed. And I just look at her and I go, what? And she comes over and she says under her breath, she goes, I'm really frustrated with my butt. And I go, what? And Caroline kind of hears her.
But
no, wait.
But you have to say it like Lulu says.
Yeah, she's my butt. With my butt.
My butt.
She doesn't actually say a T.
Yeah. She's my butt.
I'm really frustrated with my butt. And I go, oh, God. And I know that I probably don't want to know. And I kind of start laughing and I go, why? And she goes, I have to whisper it to you. And I'm like, oh, God, if you have to whisper it to me, because usually she'll just announce shit.
Right. Yeah.
This is Lulu's not going to be good. So I go, all right. And she just whispers to me and she goes, I tried to fart and bubbles came out. And I don't think that's supposed to happen. And maybe there was some poop in the bubbles. And I just go, oh, Jesus, Lulu. So did you just lose a 50-50? And she goes, I don't know. What does that mean?
Did she have to call Mark Price?
Yes. Did you have to call Mark Price, which is
an inside joke
that I have with my friend who, if you poop yourself.
If you shart, have to call Mark
so
Price.
I go, Lulu, I think you just sharted. And she goes, yeah, I think I knew that. But why couldn't my butt just hold it in? I said, I don't know.
Wait till she has kids and it's the
right. Right, yeah. That was her airing of grievance to me. It was that she was frustrated with her butt because she sharted, lost a 50-50, had to call Mark Price. And she's like, and then she goes, Mommy. And
I go, That's a legitimate level of frustration. I would be like, what? Get it together. Come on.
Come on. So then she goes, Mommy, I don't want to walk back to the hotel.
well, who wants to walk
back in bubbly shirt?
Yes. And I go, it's fine. I was like, we don't have to. And she said, we could take the subway. She goes, I'm going to stand. I said, I think that would be for the best. And then as we leave was when we saw those little signs, one of which I got you, and Lulu sees it on the street and she goes, Mommy, I need that sign. I need that sign right now. Can I please have that sign? It's my birthday next week. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I look around and it says, enter at your own risk. Fart zone. And I was like, yes.
Perfect. Yes, you can have that sign.
I will absolutely spend $21 on this ridiculous, stupid sign because clearly you've earned it with your frustrated butt. Yeah, that was
frustrated with my butt.
I'm frustrated with my butt.
My butt.
My butt.
My butt.
Yep. Yeah, you know.
Oh, spoken only like Lulu.
I know. I know. I've been frustrated with my butt sometimes. Shut up, Jody. Don't believe me like that. I didn't.
And the episode title just changed.
No, I still think Jesus needs a good trampoline. Oh, I just spit my. You just spit your water out.
It's coffee.
That's the sign of a good episode.
There you go.
If you want to follow us for more absolutely ridiculous, obscene, hilarious craps, meme craps. Not craps. Crap.
When you're frustrated with your butt.
You're frustrated with your butt and you want to follow us on social media, you can do so at.
Oh, I don't know. At Never Thought I'd Say This is Instagram and Facebook. At I Never. What
don't
is it?
Even fuck Twitter. With Twitter.
Fuck
we're not. Yeah, because it's.
Fuck Twitter.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Because.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Twitter.
Fuck so it. Don't even. We're yeah, not even fucking with Twitter, but our email.
Oh, yeah. That's Never Thought I'd Say This at. No. Never Thought I'd. Emily, I know. Never Thought I'd at protonmail.com.
Wait. Spell deodorant.
If you. No.
If you watched our live, was you it our what? Live yesterday?
Fuck everyone. Yes, it was our live. Yeah,
that's our email.
At fuck at, everyone.
At suckit.com.
At suckit.com.
And what? Yeah. Where can they find you guys if they want to follow you on social media, which I highly recommend. It is definitely worth it. Their posts are amazing.
Yes, they're so good.
Yeah, so we're at Marriage and Martinis on Instagram and Facebook. Same thing about Twitter. Fuck it. and yeah, you can
Marriage and Martinis at gmail.com if you want to get in touch.
Yeah, and follow them, listen to them.
Yeah,
and,
listen to you guys. They're so great. Aw,
thank you.
Yeah.
You guys are. Thank you. Well,
thank
yeah,
you so much for joining us today. It was really fun.
Thank you guys.
I hope we have all disciplined ourselves. I don't know.
Giving ourselves consequences.
That sounded like a whole other that's a whole other topic and a whole other podcast.
That's later.
Wow. Yep, I did that.
We're on vacation, so
they can discipline each other.
I don't let's just stop now.
Yeah, that's good. Crap.
So remember you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.